You're listening to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast from Top Music. Tune in weekly as we interview music teachers and experts from around the world to explore creative activities and ideas that build learning connections in students. Our integrated music teaching approach will deepen your students' understanding of musical concepts, engage them in critical thinking, improve their reading and performance, foster their curiosity, and prepare them for a lifetime of music making. Hey teachers, have you ever wondered about getting certified in your teaching? A lot of teachers don't have any qualifications and oftentimes have kind of fallen into teaching when they were quite young. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. In fact, some of the best teachers I know don't have all that many qualifications behind their name. But what if you are interested in getting some credentials? What options do you have? Well, today we're going to talk about what we believe to be the best instrumental music teacher certification out there available in 2023 and 2024. And we're going to be pulling apart what it can help you do and how it can help you improve your teaching and also your studio business. There's a lot of challenges out there for teachers more generally, but it's not helped by our own imposter syndrome, which is often a big thing for teachers. And one of the things that certification and being with a group of people who are going through a process of certification can really confirm for you is that, yes, you are doing the right kinds of things, or if you're not, here's a slightly better way to do it. And also that you are in the right profession. You are doing the kinds of things that you should be doing. And we really want to give you the support that you need and the confidence when you're going to be approaching your teaching that you know, yes, this is the right way to do things. I understand this. And yeah, you know what? I have a certificate on the wall and some letters after my name that confirms that, yes, I do know what I'm doing and I can feel more confident. And that's a huge thing. The other challenge is overwhelm. You know, there's so much overwhelming information out there about ways to do things. Should you teach technique this way or that way? What repertoire should you do? Oh, there's more repertoire coming out. What should I do with that? There is just information being thrown at us all the time, in all of our feeds, on all of our social media, on all of our devices. And it's hard to know what is the most important aspects of that. What do you actually need to do? And do you need to try every single different game and new piece of music that comes out? Short answer, no. But how do you determine what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing? Well, again, that's something that a good quality certification program can help you with. Now, as you probably guessed, the certification program I'm talking about is indeed our Top Music certification. And earlier this year in 2023, in fact, right in the middle of the year, we took through our first pilot cohort of about 33 teachers through our certification program. It's a 12-week cohort-based training program with a portfolio assessment at the end. And what I wanted to do today is actually get on the show our head of certification here at Top Music, the amazing Rebecca Stewart, and have a chat about the certification program that we've put together and why we've done it and how it works, because the exciting news is that if you're hearing this show, we are opening up places on our next live cohort, which is due to start at the beginning of February 2024. So let's get into the show and then I'll come back and tell you a little bit more at the end of the show. So our head of certification is joining me. Rebecca grew up listening to her three older sisters practice their musical instruments. She delighted in her childhood music lessons and wanted to teach young children in a fun and creative way. Her piano teacher at Melbourne University recommended the Yamaha method, and Rebecca taught with the Yamaha Music Education Centres from 1998 to 2018. She loved being a national teacher trainer with Yamaha and enjoyed opportunities to travel to Toronto and Tokyo for Yamaha teacher development events. In 2016, Rebecca went to Jakarta, where her 8-year-old Yamaha student performed his original composition at the Asia Pacific Junior Original Concert. Her first book, Sight Reading Secrets Grade 1, was published in 2004, and there are now 9 books in the series. And in 2023, Beck and I worked together to put together the Top Music certification program. Welcome to the show, Beck Stewart. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Tim. Always good to hang out.
So everyone probably is familiar with your name. Well, certainly our members are, because you are our amazing community manager. You talk on the forums. You help solve everybody's problems. You're also our brand new head of certification. Congratulations. Woo-hoo. You are taking over the leadership of our amazing Top Music certification, which is what we're talking about today, the best instrumental music teacher certification program out there, bar none. And why? Because we're going to be talking about all of that today. But you are also a busy mum and a teacher. So before we dive into the certification, tell us a little bit about you and your studio.
Sure. So my husband and I have four kids. They're 17, 15, 12, and 10. So yes, busy mum is a statement. And we are in the far south coast of New South Wales. We are in a kind of a regional rural type area. And we moved here to give our kids a sense of what it's like to live on a farm. And then we decided it was so fun, we've stayed here. So I have 2 days a week, I teach individual piano lessons in a school. And then I have students come to my home as well, and a few online students. Because we moved to the country from the big city 5 years ago, I still have connections there too.
And don't you have cattle and cats and owls and all sorts of
yes.
weird animals?
Goose. Yeah, you didn't mention goose. Correct. So we've got enough space for extra animals, and they're really good for our mental health to have animals to notice and play with. So
that
highly
is so cool. Yeah, I've got to say, Coco and Bronson have got me through, always through the difficult times. They're always there to give you some love, aren't they?
Oh, for sure. And we love to play. Kittens are Calvin and Hobbs. And it's just funny. You laugh. You can't help but laugh. So that's good for you too.
And we should also mention that you're a published author as well. Tell us quickly about your books.
Yeah, sure. So I've published 9 sight reading books to help students have lots of daily examples of sight reading that they can play so that they, if they're preparing for an exam, it just gives them lots of confidence going in. And that's at sightreading.com.
Fantastic.
Sight reading, I believe. Let me check if that's
right. No, you better get that one right. David, we can edit this out. Isn't that sightreadingsecrets.com.au or something?
Sightreading.com.au.
So you have actually just wrapped up assessing the portfolios from our first ever cohort of top music certified teachers, which is just the coolest thing for me to be able to say, because I have wanted to run a certification program for, well, at least 5 years, I think, because people have asked for this ever since really we launched Top Music Pro back in 2016. So how did everyone do?
Oh, they did so well. It was just such a great experience. I've been looking through portfolios and watching videos, and the end result part has just been fabulous. And we would have expected that because the cohort people themselves have been fabulous too. So lots of individuals with strengths in heaps of different areas. And we got to see their videos of them interacting with their students with creativity and with warmth as well. So they've done very well.
So what surprised you about some of the portfolio submissions? Given that we've never done this before, it was all new to both our first certification participants and also for us as well.
Yeah, well, it was great to see students responding to their teachers in unexpected ways and seeing the teachers, you know, being expressive and creative and running on the fly. It was really lovely to see exuberance from the teachers as well. So we don't usually get to have any other music teachers looking at our studios. So it was a great experience for me to be able to see that too. Some people actually put considerable depth into their work so that they had pages and pages, some of them on particular things they were trying to work on. So that was exciting. We didn't have a particular word length requirement. And yeah, it was also great to see some creative presentations as well, how appropriate. So yeah, well done, Sue Stubbs, for having this things come across the screen and there's music and there's action and buttons to press. And yeah, so, but we didn't have any particular plan in mind. We're happy. Again, we're dealing with individuals. So it was things that really suited each individual teacher, what suited their style of communicating.
And you mentioned Sue Stubbs. Sue's one of our newest certification members, and she's actually going to be on the podcast next week to tell us about her experience. So it's great that you mentioned her. And interesting too that you mentioned you were able to see teachers responding on the fly and changing their tack and being flexible. And I think this is critical for teachers to understand that if they do start breaking out of the traditional classical structured mold and being a little bit more creative and taking a few more risks and trying new things, they will need to have that flexibility, won't they?
And to be able to respond to what that particular student needs, even if it's off your lesson plan, means that the student then feels like you've followed their rabbit trail and they're much more engaged.
All right, so let's take listeners back to June when we first launched and first talked about this pilot cohort, which ran from July through to September 2023. We had about 33 teachers in that first cohort, and it was pretty amazing, wasn't it? Blew me away.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, just seeing things from other people's perspectives and people from multiple continents as well. But being able to apply things that we talked about in our groups to go away and try things during the week and come back and talk about how things had changed in our own teaching or their studio policies. I was being changed as well. So that was pretty exciting that we're all kind of learners together.
Mm. And as we'll hear from both Sue and another certification participant, Julie, next week, they really learnt heaps and connected really deeply with all the other attendees and participants. And I think that's really critical. It's one of the differences that we're going to talk about. In fact, let's talk about the differences now, because we worked really hard to put this certification program together and to provide something to the global music teachers of the world that is a little bit different. So what are some of those differences?
Sure. Well, this live cohort thing, this is the gold. This is the most important part. Somebody said to me, but where do you keep all your course notes? And I'm like, no, it's the interactions with each other. That's the course notes. It's no webinar. It's not just reading information. It's actually teachers analyzing their own teaching and having aha moments in the discussion that they're having with other people. Teachers who've only had one or two students giving suggestions to experienced teachers and vice versa. And I think this cohort learning, collective intelligence, asking other people, listening to their responses, applying things to your own situation, it kind of reflects the way that we know students learn too. When things are novel, when things have memory of a great experience associated with it, you know, it just means that that emotion that they have as relating to each other, oh, me too, means that they are able to consider how they'd like to change, and it can be ongoing change as well.
Mm. And I want teachers listening who may be considering whether this certification is right for them. No doubt you'll be weighing up the costs, the investment, the time, and comparing this certification to others out there. And one of the things I really want to reiterate is the value you get from 12 weekly hours with some of the most experienced and talented and creative and innovative teachers, including our expert facilitators, is almost invaluable when it comes to it. And that's what all of our participants this time around have talked about. All right, so what else did we really want to shake up?
Well, we wanted to be a modern portfolio assessment, lots of choice, and something that was practical and relevant. So not busy work and not big long essays that nobody wants to read anyway. No multiple choice, is it this, is it that. Just relevant work based on what teachers needed in their own studios at this season and going forward. So including things like studio policy or online sign-up systems or marketing for their particular situation. So their homework was to do with what would be useful for them. Lots of choices in those kind of homework assignments to follow what was going to apply most relevantly. And we were also watching videos of their teaching and giving them strategic, specific feedback, which we would admit, Tim and I would agree, it's scary to be the teacher being viewed, but it's priceless. So this is not something that that has opportunities necessarily in other places. Also, during the week, you can talk to each other and talk to your facilitators. You know, they're not professors locked in their room. They're real teachers in real situations. So I think the idea that people can post questions on the forum or messages particularly is just that. It just suits Top Music membership so well.
Mm. And we had quite a bit of interaction between members outside of the cohorts too. And in fact, a number of those connections are continuing today, which I think is just brilliant. So teachers continuing to share inside and outside the Top Music Pro membership. Now, one of the other differences that we really wanted to do was to make this a certification that stands alone. So it's not tied to any particular exam board. You don't need a particular set of books or to follow, you must do this curriculum. So it is quite eclectic. It's also holistic. How has that sort of played out as you've seen these portfolios come back?
Sure. Well, it's certainly taken a lot of time to read everybody's ideas because everyone's an individual. So they're all coming back with different method books and different repertoire pieces. So I've learned about all these new things. This is what we wanted, though. We didn't want to say, come here and learn X method and teach it for 16 weeks This is based on what teachers have already decided are the strengths and weaknesses of their particular pieces that they're using. So we also have a lot of resources in the Top Music Academy on specific topics. We really wanted teachers to be able to dive deeply into things in the academy that were specific to things that they wanted to work on. That means they could get a better understanding and reducing overwhelm with just this big long list of stuff they could do, or, you know, other places give you just a big pile of books that you have to go through and read all of. So to have things people could easily access using Top Music Academy resources.
Yeah, like a path. We were trying to kind of lay out a pathway so that while, I mean, the Top Music Academy is vast. There's over 50 online training courses in there. There are just hundreds of resources. We wanted to lay out a path, I guess, for teachers through that. So you mentioned earlier, yes, this isn't 12 weeks of one-hour lectures from us online. Thank goodness, because that would do my head in. I think one of the things that I found most exciting as a facilitator, because I've now run, I think it's 60 webinars over the last however many years, and you really spend all that time talking to yourself. And there is the chat, but it's not the same. And you know that half the people on there will be on scrolling their phone, or they'll have 10 tabs open or whatever it is. With this, we're not delivering and piling up books. What we do in these live cohorts is try and flip the learning. And that's, I know that's almost an overused term these days, but really we send you away with topics to think about and research and ideas and things like that. And then those live meetings are really about connection, interaction, discussion, pulling things apart, putting them back together. And I think that's what makes this so special.
I agree. I'm really glad you said that. The way that people could break up into small groups without a leader, they were just leading each other, and then come back to the group and talk about what they'd come across. It's very different from a webinar.
Now, I don't think we've had anyone come back with a portfolio that's not quite up to scratch yet, but how does that work if things aren't quite right?
Yeah, sure. So this, again, is quite different from other places, where we give teachers an opportunity to resubmit if there are areas in the portfolio that they need to improve upon. There are particular things that we think that they have not met the mark. Once the report shows that they need some more work in those areas, we can contact the teachers, explain which resources might be useful, and then give them several weeks to resubmit that, just that particular element of it. They can resubmit that within the timeframe of this certification, so it doesn't slow them down. They don't have to wait till next year. They don't have to do the whole thing again.
Yep, don't have to pay more money.
No, that's right. And they can continue to talk to their facilitators right through that. I've been looking at people's drafts and giving suggestions and that kind of thing. So it's very much we are learning together as colleagues. We're not hoping to fail anybody. We hope that the experience means that you have everything you need to thrive in your studio, and whether that's pedagogically or with studio finances, whatever it is, this is an equipping opportunity, not a punitive opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, with regard to assessment, one of the other things that I've continually heard about the experience from the participants of creating these portfolios is that they are asked to provide feedback on their own videos. So it's not just, okay, record yourself teaching a beginner for 5 minutes and submit. What is that next step, and how important is that?
Well, it's also the part that we weight the most heavily when we're marking. If someone has a video and we can see a few things that they'd struggled with, perhaps it's asking open-ended questions, perhaps they're just lecturing at their student, in their feedback of their self-reflection, if they say, I really wish that I'd asked more open-ended questions, I could have said this, I could have said that, that's actually a much better result than seeing a quote-unquote perfect video. So the evidence of somebody thinking through what they're doing and how they can improve next time, that's far more valuable than just picture perfect video example.
Or just us saying, no, it's no good. Next, you know, let's move on. So, yeah, and the feedback that we've been getting from some of the people about your own marking, Beck, I have to say, has been incredible. The teachers who have been participating and have submitted You are taking substantial time to go through these in depth and provide suggestions. And I just want to say thank you, because we haven't stopped learning with the end of these cohorts or even the portfolios coming back. Teachers are like, oh my goodness, that's such a good idea, Beck, that you suggested, and I'm going to go and do that now. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That was my pleasure. So, looking back at Kieran wrote back to me and he said, oh, I'm really glad you mentioned providing more positive feedback. I probably do give more negative feedback. I don't mean to, but, you know, we feel like our job is to teach students about their mistakes, and I need to remember that it can be discouraging, and I'm going to work on this, he said. Well, that's great, because that's what we're wanting to do in our own teaching as well. And if it can be an ongoing learning journey, not just a once I hit this certification, I'm done, but this is just, it's just unlocked a whole lot of things we want to continue to do so that we're improving and then enjoying our careers so much more.
Mm. And I think it's about opening up self-awareness. Teachers, when they've gone through this process, they become much more aware of what they're doing and conscious. And we're not in that sort of robot, just do the same thing over and over. We're really thinking about, what is our plan? What's our students' plan? Why are we doing this? What's the goal of this particular exercise? Why are we using this method? But what about that repertoire? Can we get more value from it? I mean, these are all such important questions, but super easy ones to skip over a lot of the time.
Add to that list, why is this student shaking their leg? Did I notice that they've been looking worried the whole time? They're squirming on their seat. Should I just push through? And all these things. And I'm constantly thinking, oh, I should have videoed my lesson today. Oh, this would have been great. Oh, I'm glad this is not being videoed. I need to be more creative right now. Yesterday, I had buddy lessons with students together, and I suddenly went, oh, repertoire remix. Let's do a repertoire remix. And let's mash up your two pieces. And just that... I've been teaching for 25 years and I'm still getting more ideas and encouragement and imagining. I can't wait to get home and write on the forum about what I've done and tell the other teachers from the cohort.
So we're going to hear next week, as I said, from two of our cohorts, people who are in our cohorts. But what about you as a facilitator? How did you feel? Because it's the first time you've done this in this particular way. Same with me.
Yeah. Oh, look, it was really energizing, that's for sure. And I was really inspired to hear from other teachers. We don't get those conversations often when we're instrumental teachers in a private studio. And just really encouraged to have a tribe of people who are all thinking about teaching creatively and taking care of their students, asking their students questions and, how we manage diversity and all those kinds of things. So, yeah, really positive. I think that putting it into practice in the cohorts was the same kind of thing we try with our students, that we don't just tell them things. Because this famous quote, tell me and I'll forget, show me and I may remember, involve me and I will learn. So I felt that interaction with the teachers, we all felt that we were learning immensely and that we would take that experience and be able to do the same with our students, not just telling them stuff, not just showing them stuff, but listening, responding, engaging, and learning, because we're involved in the process, not just being talked at.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to take a moment to let you know about an amazing community of music teachers ready to welcome you over at Top Music Pro. Top Music Pro is the global hub for music teachers looking to connect, learn, grow, and be challenged in both their teaching and studio businesses. Community members save time by accessing hundreds of step-by-step lesson plans, creative teaching frameworks, business guides, online courses, and workshops. We offer training in topics as diverse as music technique, lead sheets, website building, intermediate repertoire, group teaching, and special needs teaching. We also save you money through our extensive discounts, including those with Music Notes, Sheet Music Plus, Music Room, Office Depot, Tonebase, and many more. And if you like sheet music, all our members get a free book of studio licensed, beautifully engraved sheet music each and every month. As a valued podcast listener, you can check out the Top Music Pro community free for 14 days by heading to topmusicpro.com, clicking Join Now on our studio tier, and using the special coupon code IMTPOD23. That's all one word. So that's IMTPOD23. We can't wait to welcome you inside.
Yeah. Tim, what did you love? How did you feel about the cohort?
You know what? I love them. I got such a buzz from them. And you really get to know teachers, even though it was online. and it was a group, we got to really know those teachers really well. And so I love doing that because we've got this membership, we've got hundreds and hundreds of members, but we don't get to know them that well on a day-to-day basis. But this time I did, and I love that. So I learned lots from the teachers. And it did make me think, though, one of the reasons I think this certification has worked so well is because we did employ an instructional designer from America who actually happens to have been a member of our community and a piano teacher. So not only an instructional designer, she also works for Indeed.com, and she helped us create this, but structure it from the beginning the right way by looking at the learning outcomes and working back from there. And you know what? Despite being a teacher for 20 years and now an online creator for 10 or more, I've never actually created my courses. Probably subconsciously I've thought that, but I haven't actually sort of written all of that down. So it now makes me think, oh, I wish in some ways I'd had that knowledge when I created all of my other courses, because I think that could have been even more powerful. So I think that cohort learning flipped model is just, it has proven to follow all the data that we learnt and researched about, which says people who learn in cohorts will complete courses and things 90% of the time or whatever it is. Those who do it on their own, I don't know, it was like 20 or 30%. So I just think it's not only been great fun for us, and I've loved that engagement, as I said earlier, not talking to a blank screen for an hour or an hour and a half. So I really value that. But I also just think it's so powerful. So I'm really glad we did that. Well, I thought it might be fun to just share a few short excerpts from one of our cohort meetings. So do you want to tell us what we're going to have a listen to now, Beck?
So this first clip is Donna Hinckley talking about a teaching tool that works for her. So as one of our icebreakers, we had people hold up on the screen things that were useful for their studios, and you can see why Donna found this effective with her students.
Okay, so I have these yes and no buzzers. So
Y-E-S, yes.
So there's a few different
yes.
So I teach a lot of kids with additional needs, so ADHD and ASD, but also some really anxious kids. And so quite often, especially at the beginning, they don't want to chat. And so being able to ask yes or no questions and being able to have, like, even just as a getting to know you activity at the beginning, but also one of my preschool students, he loves them so much. I have to hide them some weeks if I don't want to, because if he sees them, he'll want to use them every time. But it's also a great way to check what they know. So asking a question, you know, so is this, and sometimes, you know, I might say, is this a crotchet, and actually hold up a semi-brief. So the answer is no. Yeah, and use it that way as well. But it's, I guess it just makes it a bit more fun.
Oh, so. Endless possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you practice this week?
That would be the red button.
That's clever.
So I think you'll see Donna uses a lot of creativity in her teaching and a lot of laughter as well, which is great. You will hear more from Donna next year as she works with us with the next certification. So this next video is some teachers sharing about parent and teacher goals and how sometimes what we think is a goal for our parents might not be. So Julie and Tess have different opinions about how this is going to work for their particular situations, but you'll hear it's a really positive interchange of ideas.
Okay, let's have a listen.
I realized that one goal that the parent and the teacher will always share is to develop a lifelong skill and passion for music. I think when it comes down to it, that's what parents want and that's what teachers want. So that's one common goal.
That's great. And that's actually on my, like, that's my elevator pitch, actually, to help people create a lifelong love of music. It's interesting, though, Julie, because actually not all parents want that. Has anyone got an example? Anita's nodding her head. Has anyone have an example where the parent's goal is not for their child to create a lifelong love of learning and want to share about that? Thanks, Tess.
Yeah, I had a beautiful student who was about to quit piano. So she did her grade 4, I think. And yeah, she just did not want anything to do with it anymore. So she came over to me and she had no idea what kind of music that she liked or anything like that. So we just kind of started that process of just like, what do you like? You know, do you want your contemporary or do you love your pop? And she started absolutely loving music again. And then unfortunately, the mum kind of came in 6 months later. She was loving piano and said, no, I really want you to sit your grade 5. And it just seemed like she didn't really have a choice. So yeah. We did it and she sat her grade 5 and she passed and then she quit the very next term. So yeah,
it's really hard.
Really, really sad. Really, really sad. Yeah.
That's right. And that's interesting that you give that example because I've had a student this week also has just finished grade 4 as actually one of my ongoing students, but would like to quit. And her mum said to me, now, we've already committed for this term. You can do whatever you like in your lessons. Ask her what she wants to do. You can just jam, just improvise together for half an hour if you like. I don't mind. You can sing together, anything you want. And so, so beautiful that this child now will get to do whatever comes across their child's path. And I think that that's the kind of thing, if a parent has that, let's just see if we can save this opportunity. That kind of goal is going to really help the student to actually then become a lifelong learner. So it's a bit counterintuitive.
Yeah, so these goals might clash or the goals might work together. So we talked a lot about this in our cohort meetings. So the next one is where Caroline is summing up a discussion that her breakout room was having. So she was not a leader in that group. She was just one of the participants, but she really paid attention to what other teachers were saying about creative approaches to a particular repertoire piece we were looking at.
All right, let's take a listen.
Everyone, love to hear how you went with your pieces. It really doesn't feel like enough time, I know, but you can always keep the conversation going during week in the forums. Here is a piece we're going to look at briefly. So if I could just ask a spokesperson from the Masquerade Ball team gang to tell us a few things you thought.
Okay, so that would be me. All right, so the first thing was, well, it's a Masquerade Ball, wear masks. And piggybacking on Anita's idea with the hats, you know, you could use different masks to represent different dynamics, different feels, different sections of the piece. We also talked about taking that little 5-note, like with the 8th notes up to the chord and, you know, just observing that it repeats that pattern and then, you know, just kind of playing all different patterns like that. You could vary the rhythm in the left hand. You know, how could you make that different? Would you want to make that different? Play like different animals. So I was explaining how I recently taught a piece that was a tango and I wanted the student to play it slowly. So I said, let's play the sloth tango. And then we spent some time, we went wild with this one. And eventually she actually came up with the drunken penguin tango. So that I don't think we laughed as hard as that in any lesson ever, but it was, she learned the piece and now she can play the tango with the right feeling behind it. Yeah. You could also play like different colors. And you can make up a story to go with the song as well. I think I covered everything.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you. We're all going to come to Caroline for piano lessons. Yeah. Caroline's gang. Thank you.
Now we're going to hear from a teacher who said a wonderful line that we just really wanted everyone to hear. As soon as somebody says, you've changed my life, we need to share that with other people. So let's hear it.
Let's take a listen.
Julie's got an opinion. Doesn't that go against what we are learning, to mark up the music to implement creativity? Oh, interesting. Tell us, Julie, what do you mean?
Well, marking up the music to highlight areas that we can take and make creative moments with has changed my teaching. In the past 2 weeks, I have approached everything differently. So now that you pose a question, should we just go blind into teaching a piece of music? Now I can't even fathom, like, what learning moment are they going to learn from that? What memories are you going to create from them if you're just there going, wait a minute, let me look at that. Okay, hang on just a second. Let me see what that is. Okay, that's me. So you've changed my life, but now I can't even think that way. That stresses me out.
And then you're like, well,
Yeah, go, Tim.
Well, I was just going to say, so Julie, you're supporting the notion that you need to know a piece of music inside out in order to be able to teach it properly.
I do now. Before, maybe not so much, but now I understand the importance of really relating a piece. And it doesn't matter if you're advanced or you're beginning. I think a piece of music is a piece of music. And if you can create a memory within that music, how much more are they going to love that piece?
I'm really glad we got to hear some real life examples from these cohorts, because you just can't believe how wonderful it is until you're part of it.
Mm, that's great. Thanks for sharing those, Beck. That's great. So the great news is that as of you hearing this, listeners, we're going to be opening up our enrollment for our first cohort of 2024 very soon. And depending on when you listen to this, it may already be open. And so we'd love to have lots of our listeners, that's you guys, join in. Who do you feel, Beck, will get the most out of certification?
It's a good question. So I think it's for teachers who really want to thrive, both in their teaching and in the business side of their studio. So people who want to become confident teaching creatively and in an integrated way, like we talk about at Top Music, but also teachers who are wanting to create a unique learning experience for each student. And just be warned, you will have a unique learning experience for each teacher actually as well.
Mm, I think that confidence one is a huge one, and one that we heard time and time again that just even for teachers who are already quite innovative and creative, sometimes they don't realize that other teachers out there are doing the same thing, or they don't think it's okay to do it. You know, they've got that hesitation, like, am I doing the right thing? Because it's a little bit wacky or whatever it is. And so one of the other sort of elements that we really covered a lot of was just the deep nature of learning that comes from doing things in a more integrated way, doing things in a more creative way. It's not just icing on the cake. It's not just ice cream at the end of dinner. It actually is the meat and vegetables of a music lesson. And there's that great quote that I shared from Dr. Martha Baker Jordan, I remember, talking about just how much students can learn about reading from creating, improvising, composing. It's all so intertwined and so important. And the other thing I'd say too is we did, as we mentioned earlier, we wanted to create a way for people to both learn but also achieve a certification without this overwhelm of content just being thrown at them, because we do create a lot of content here. There's no doubt about that. There's always new things that we want to share. But for members and non-members of Top Music Pro alike, we do structure it in a way that you won't feel that sense of overwhelm. So if that is a factor for you at the moment, it's like, oh my God, this is too much. What do I do? How do I actually structure this? What's important? That's another great reason to join us. So we've made some changes, haven't we, since we've done the pilot program. So do you want to talk just a couple of things about that?
Yeah, so we've listened to the feedback of our teachers, heaps of positive feedback and ideas that people have shared that they've got from the experience. Also, they've suggested a more systematic approach to the playbook, which is like course guide. And so now it'll be a really systematic playbook that works through the Presto framework, which is part of our part of the way we have structured the certification. And that's going to mean that it's really easy to find notes from the conversations you've had on various topics in the months to come afterwards. You don't have to think, oh, yes, in week four, we talked about X and Y. Yeah. So even though my brain works that way, that's much easier this way. So I really appreciate teachers giving us that feedback. They wanted fewer topics in each lesson. So we've been able to make a three content lesson with the fourth part of that now as something that they can work on independently. This idea of flipped classroom means that the conversation that you have in that classroom face-to-face time doesn't have to be given lots of information from a book. It can actually be interactive. And then the flipped part is at home, you can work through lecture-based things or research and so on.
Watch this video, listen to that podcast, read this blog post.
Exactly. That's right. And so doing that at home means that we have more time for breakout rooms as well. So there'd been a big request for longer time for them to talk.
They were so valuable, weren't they? Because we would pop in and out and have a look at what people were talking about. And that was where so much of the learning happened.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, because of all these hardworking teachers, we now have portfolio samples that we can give to the next group of cohort enrolled participants so that you can see what kind of word length we're looking for, what kind of format is okay. So that's much better. Thank you to our beta cohort for being flexible with us while we prepared it for a wider audience.
So what do teachers need to commit to get the most out of this experience? Because obviously there is an investment, a financial investment, but there's also time to consider, busy families and all that kind of stuff. What would you say there?
Sure. So obviously there's a 1 hour a week for 12 weeks live video call. And as I said before, this is the gold. Like, this is an unbeatable, priceless opportunity. There will be times that perhaps you're not able to make it, so we will have video playbacks of those things. But, of course, it's not about the video. It's about the interaction. So we'd love you to be able to commit to this 1 hour a week live call if you can.
And I should say, sorry to interrupt you, Beck, we do offer two time zones for those as well. Do you want to just mention that too?
You'll be able to see the information with different time zones so that we cater for multiple continents. I think we had five continents this time around, so people were able to participate no matter where they live.
That's right. And if something came up on 1 week, you can sometimes change to another week, just, you know, that kind of thing. Rather than miss it and just watch a replay, you can still get involved. So we do give that flexibility.
Yeah, no problem. I think too, during the week, we'd request about an hour a week of homework. Like I said, it's a flipped classroom model. So the things you're doing, they're not busy work. They're things that will help you prepare for the conversations that we'd have in the following week. And then at the end of those 12 weeks, there's a 4 week window where people are preparing a submission for a portfolio. And so they're not having a live, they're not having a homework session. So probably those 2 hours a week that you'd set aside, you'd then continue to set aside those 2 hours a week altogether for the next few weeks to submit portfolio items. We also will be watching a video of your teaching. So we really do need you to be teaching at least one student so that you have a way to put into practice the things that you're learning.
Absolutely. And so teachers are probably going, well, what do I get from this at the end? I can tell you, obviously, the confidence we've talked about already, excitement, reignition of a flame. I know that's what one of the teachers next week will talk about. They were borderline kind of ready to give up almost. And we've heard that time and time again with new members coming into Top Music Pro, how it's just reignited their passion for teaching. Obviously, there's a lot to be learnt as well. You will get many, many new ideas, both delivered through the Academy resources in the flipped model, also through our playbook and through the live sessions that we have together. So stacks of teaching resources that are related specifically to your unique studio situation. A new outlook, a new perspective on things, which is going to sort of broaden your horizons, push you out of the comfort zone a little bit if you need it. You'll also get some post-nominals, the post-nominals TMC after your name, and a certificate that you can use. That certificate too will give you some recognition. So you can, you know, share that, pop it on the wall, you can share it on your website. And the more people that go through this, the more that will be recognized as well. And we're working behind the scenes to help other people understand and parents and things understand what this certification actually means. And, of course, you now have a cohort of colleagues who have become friends and will continue to support you and your learning. Is there anything there that I've missed, Beck?
I think that's really great. So I've already made friends. I'm catching up with somebody when there's the next opportunity to be in that person's city. These are people who we're going to continue to work alongside and have as colleagues. So, I mean, even that itself is priceless.
That's so good, yes. So what do you do if you're interested? Head over to topmusic.co/certification. All the details are laid out there, exactly how it works, what it gets. You can find out all the details. We have a member price, so that's for current Top Music Pro members, and also a non-member price. And for non-members who are absolutely welcome to join, you do not have to be a Top Music Pro member. But what we'll do is we'll actually throw in 1 year of Top Music Pro membership for you, because you'll need that for the 3 months or so of the learning process. You'll need access to obviously all our resources because we'll be referring to them. But then we want to keep you engaged and we want to keep connected to you and keep helping you. So you'll then have a further 9 months on top of that. And of course, you can remain a member after that if you wish. So that's just in that cohort alone, that's 12 hours of facilitated learning. I mean, if you went and had 12 hours with a master teacher at an instrument, I mean, you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars. I've done it. I remember when I went to have lessons with a concert pianist in order to get my performance diploma, it cost an absolute fortune. So I hope when you go and have a look at those, the website, you'll see that honestly, what you need to think about, of course, is this is an investment in you. It's an investment in your students. It's something that we should all be doing. We should all be looking at professional development for ourselves, continuing our learning. And this is just one of the most progressive and interesting and exciting ways that you can do it. So as I mentioned too, we're going to be hearing from two of our most recently top music certified teachers, Sue Stubbs from Australia, who we mentioned earlier, and also Julie Galen from the USA. I can't wait to share those two discussions with you. We'll have them both on next week's episode. They're kind of short, but really get to the heart of what it means to be top music certified and have gone through this process. So, Beck, thanks so much for coming on the show. Where can people ask you more questions about certification if they want to connect with you?
Sure. So if you're not a member of Top Music, you can still email me. So it's beck@topmusic.co. So BEC@topmusic.co. But if you're a member, then you know me from the forum potentially. So please just go ahead and post a question in the forum and a whole bunch of us will chat with you about it, or message me on the forum again, Rebecca Stewart.
Well, Beck, thanks again for your time today and thanks for being our head of certification. I know people are going to have an absolute blast hanging out with you in this next cohort, which starts in February 2024. So if you are interested, go and check out that page, topmusic.co/certification, and get involved. We can't wait to connect with you all. Thanks again, Beck.
No problem. Thanks again, Tim.
Well, if today's episode has got you inspired to find out a little bit more about our Top Music Certification Program, as I said, we are going live with our new cohort in January, and you need to have registered early January. So what we thought we'd actually do is run a live Q&A where you can meet the facilitators and ask questions, get all those questions answered. It's totally free. What you need to do is head over to topmusic.co/TMC, and you'll find there some details. Just leave your email and name, and you will be registered. The event or the live Q&A will be happening on Tuesday, the 9th of January at 8 a.m. Melbourne time. So that's Monday, the 8th of January at 9 p.m. London, 3 p.m. Chicago, 1 p.m. Los Angeles on Monday, the 8th of January. We'd love to see as many of you as possible there. We will also have a couple of our recent Top Musically certified teachers who came on our last cohort. They're going to be joining us for that live so they can give you their thoughts and answer questions as well as people who have just been through the program. So come and get your questions answered. We will record it. And so if you can't actually make it live, then we will be able to send you a recording. But it would be great to see lots of people live for that one. So topmusic.co/TMC. And I thought I'd leave you with a comment we just actually got from Donna, who is one of our newly certified teachers who just went through the program. And this is what she said. With many courses or certification programs, I've found that some parts fit well while others really just don't fit with me or my teaching. The Top Music Certification Program was different. Every single live session and every single homework activity was relevant to me and my studio, and the tasks I'm now completing for my portfolio relate directly to my teaching and my business. It means so much to hear feedback like that, because one of the things that we most wanted to do when we put this together was make sure that everything was relevant. I didn't want to give teachers this endless list of essays and whatever assessments just to kind of fill time and that weren't relevant to people's teaching. And that's why we have various case studies. There's lots of opportunities to choose the kinds of things that you do get assessed in. And it was just wonderful to hear that from Donna. And I know lots of other people who took the cohort this year in 2023 have said the same thing. You know, this was revolutionary and it was also really relevant. Next week on the show, we are delighted to be inviting two of our recently certified teachers, Julie and Sue, to talk about their experience with the Top Music Certification Program. So I'll be delighted to welcome them on the show. Until next time, I am Tim Topham and you've been listening to the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast. Can't wait to speak to you again this time next week. Bye-bye. How do you keep up to date with all the latest trends and research into music education? How do you connect with other teachers around the world and make sure your teaching stays fresh and relevant for students of all ages and stages, both now and into the future? I created our Top Music Pro membership to be the one-stop shop for music teaching resources, training, support, and community, and I'd love for you to come and join us inside. With over 40 comprehensive training courses, hundreds of teaching demonstrations and lesson plans, free monthly sheet music, discounts, and all the business and pedagogy support you could ever need, Top Music Pro is the community you've been looking for. If you're ready to level up your learning from the podcast and join thousands of other teachers in our global network, head over to topmusicpro.com today. If you enjoy this show and want to hear more of our work, be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening today. For links and resources mentioned in this episode, visit us at topmusic.co/podcast or check out the show notes. I'm Tim Topham, and this is the Integrated Music Teaching Podcast, a production of Top Music. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your week ahead, and I'll catch you next time.